Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I want to talk to you today about something very important. Sometimes, in life, we get caught up in the noise of our worries, the noise of our problems, and even the noise of our doubts. It's easy to feel overwhelmed when things aren't going our way. Maybe you've been praying, maybe you've been crying out to God, and you're wondering, when will my miracle come? When will things change for me? Let me tell you something today that I believe will touch your heart. God wants you to be still. Yes. He wants you to be silent, to quiet your mind, and to calm your heart. Why? Because God is about to turn your life around. The miracle you've been waiting for is coming. But first, you need to stop worrying. Stop doubting, and stop trying to figure everything out. God is telling you right now, just be still. You don't need to fight every battle. You don't need to have all the answers. There's a time for action, but there's also a time to simply trust. When we're still, it shows we have faith. It shows that we believe God is bigger than any problem, bigger than any struggle. Let's look at what God is trying to do when He tells you to be still and silent. He's asking you to trust that even when nothing seems to be moving, He's working behind the scenes. He's moving things around, opening doors, and preparing a way for your miracle. Sometimes, being silent is the hardest thing to do. We feel like we need to say something, do something, or fix things on our own. But when we try to control everything, we leave no room for God to work. And that's why He says, be still. Let me handle it. My friends, God sees the stress. He sees the confusion in your heart, and He sees the pain you're carrying, and He's telling you, right here, right now, I've got this. But you need to step back and let Him take over. It's hard to hear the voice of God when our minds are full of worry, and it's hard to see the miracle coming when we're focused on the problem. As it says in Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. That verse is a reminder that in the stillness, we remember who God is. He's powerful, He's faithful, and He's in control. You don't have to fix every problem. You don't have to worry about every detail. God is in control, and He's working on your behalf. In Exodus 14:14, it says, "The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." Sometimes, the best thing you can do is step back and let God fight the battles that you can't win on your own. He's telling you, just trust me. Just be still. Your miracle is coming, but you have to stop trying to make it happen on your own. Let God take the wheel. So today, I want to encourage you to find peace in the silence. I want you to find strength in the stillness. God is not silent in your life. He's moving. He's working. And your miracle is closer than you think. It's coming, my friends. But first, you need to be still and let God do what only He can do. When you feel anxious, remind yourself, God is working on my behalf. When you feel like things are falling apart, tell yourself, God's miracle is on the way. And when you don't know what to do next, be still, be silent, and trust that God is about to turn your life around. Remember, my friends, God never fails. He's never too late, and He's never out of options. Your miracle is coming, and all He asks of you is to trust Him, be still, and watch His power move in your life. Now that we've talked about being still, my friends, I want to take it a step further. Not only does God want you to be still, but sometimes God wants you to keep your mouth shut. I know that sounds strong, but there's a reason for it. When God is working on something great in your life, when a miracle is on its way, He often asks us to remain quiet, not just physically, but also with our words. You see, words have power. They have the power to bring life or to bring negativity into a situation. And when we're in a place of waiting for a miracle, the wrong words can actually create delays, doubts, and discouragement. Let me tell you something important. Not everyone needs to know what God is doing in your life. Sometimes, we feel the need to share our struggles or our dreams with others. We want to vent, we want to complain, or maybe we just want someone to understand what we're going through. But in those moments, God is asking you to keep your mouth shut and trust Him with what's happening behind the scenes. Why? Because not everyone will understand your journey.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Not everyone will believe in your miracle the way you do. And sometimes sharing too much can invite negativity, criticism, or even doubt into your heart. Have you ever noticed that when you talk about your problems to too many people, you sometimes start feeling worse? That's because not everyone is meant to walk with you through your storm. God is your strength, not the opinions of others. God wants you to guard your heart. Guard your faith and keep your focus on Him. When you speak too soon or share too much, it can create confusion, and it can even weaken your belief in what God is about to do. Some miracles require silence. Some breakthroughs need to happen in the quiet places, without the noise of other people's opinions and without your own doubts getting in the way. Have you ever been in a situation where you shared your hopes or dreams with someone and they responded with negativity or disbelief? Maybe they didn't mean to, but their words started to make you question what God was doing in your life. That's why, in some moments, God is asking you to keep your mouth shut. He's asking you to hold on to your faith, keep your eyes on Him, and let your miracle unfold in silence. When God is preparing something great, He doesn't need you to explain it to everyone. He doesn't need you to justify it or defend it. He just needs you to trust Him. Sometimes, the more we talk, the more we start doubting. The more we share, the more room we give for doubt and fear to creep in. My dear friends, when God is working in your life, it's often best to stay quiet and let Him finish what He started. Not every battle needs to be talked about. Not every storm needs to be shared. God knows your heart, He knows your prayers, and He knows exactly what you need. There's another reason God wants you to keep your mouth shut, so you don't speak negativity into your own situation. When we're in the middle of a trial, it's easy to let our words reflect our fear instead of our faith. We might start saying things like, "I don't know if this is ever going to change, or maybe this is just how it's going to be." But those words can bring doubt into your heart, and they can block the very miracle God is trying to bring into your life. Instead of speaking fear, God wants you to stay silent and trust Him. He wants you to believe deep in your heart that he's already working it out for you. When you keep your mouth shut, you leave room for faith to grow. You leave room for God to speak into your heart and remind you of his promises. In those moments of silence, when you resist the urge to complain or speak out of frustration, you're actually making room for God's voice. You're giving him space to work, to move, and to bring about the miracle you've been waiting for. Silence is a sign of faith, my friends. It's saying, God, I don't need to understand everything right now. I don't need to talk about it with others. I trust that you're handling it. When God tells you to be silent, it's not to keep you from sharing your joy. It's to protect your faith and to keep your heart in a place of peace. While he does what only he can do, think about it. When we're constantly talking about the problem, we're focusing on the problem. But when we're silent and trusting, we're focusing on God's power. Silence doesn't mean defeat. Silence means surrender. It means saying, God, I give this to you. I'm not going to keep worrying. I'm not going to keep talking about it. I'm just going to trust you. So, my friends, in those moments when you feel like you need to say something, when you feel like you need to vent or explain, remember that God is telling you to be still and silent for a reason. He's telling you to keep your mouth shut because your miracle is on the way. Don't let doubt slip into your heart through words of fear or frustration. Keep your faith strong by staying silent and trusting God completely. My friends, I want to share with you some signs that let us know a miracle is on the horizon. When you're in a season waiting, it's important to recognize these signs. They're reminders that even when you can't see the full picture, God is still at work. One of the first signs that your miracle is near is experiencing unexpected favor. This can come in many forms. A job opportunity that you didn't apply for, a financial blessing you didn't expect, or support from someone you didn't even know you needed. When these moments of favor occur, they're often God's way of preparing the way for your breakthrough. Unexpected favor is God's way of showing you that he's orchestrating things behind the scenes. It's a reminder that he's in control and that he's aligning things in your favor, even when you can't see it. When a miracle is on its way, you might start to notice new opportunities opening up for you. These opportunities might seem coincidental, but they're actually God's way of positioning you for what's next. Maybe you're offered a new role, meet someone who can help you achieve your goals, or come across resources you didn't know you needed. These new opportunities are signs that God is setting the stage for your miracle. They're not just random events. They're divine appointments designed to move you closer to your breakthrough. Beloved, sometimes increased resistance or challenges can be a sign that your miracle is approaching. It might feel like things are getting harder and obstacles seem to pop up everywhere. But this resistance often occurs right before a breakthrough. It's as if the enemy knows something good is coming and is trying to discourage you. Remember, when you face increased resistance, it's not a sign to give up. Instead, it's a sign to hold on tight, keep your faith strong, and keep moving forward. Your miracle is on the other side of this challenge. When God is preparing a miracle, he often renews our hope. This renewed hope is different from just being optimistic. It's a deep, heartfelt belief that things will get better. You might find yourself starting to dream again, to believe in possibilities you had given up on. This renewed hope is a gift from God, showing you that he's working in your heart to prepare you for what's coming. It's a sign that your faith is being strengthened and that you're getting ready to receive the miracle that's on its way. Finally, A shift in perspective can be a powerful sign that your miracle is near. As you wait, you might find that your outlook on your situation begins to change. You start to see things from a new angle, and what once seemed impossible now feels achievable. This shift in perspective is a sign that God is preparing your heart and mind for the miracle that's coming. It's an indication that you're ready to receive what He has in store for you. My friends, recognizing these signs can help you stay encouraged and focused while you wait for your miracle. Remember, God is always at work, even when you don't see it. Your miracle is on its way, and these signs are reminders that He's preparing something amazing for you. Stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep trusting. Your breakthrough is closer than you think, and God's timing is always perfect. Embrace the signs, hold on to your faith, and get ready to receive the miracle that God has promised. My dear friends, let's talk about how to prepare your heart for the miracle that's on its way. Preparing your heart is essential because it ensures you're ready to receive and appreciate the blessing God is about to give you. It's about aligning your mindset and spirit to fully embrace the incredible work that God is doing in your life. First, let go of doubts and fears. Before a miracle can truly manifest, you need to release any doubts and fears you may have. These can be significant barriers to receiving God's blessings. Doubt clouds your vision, and fear hinders your faith. Identify these feelings and take them to God in prayer. Ask Him to replace your doubts and fears with His peace and assurance. Cultivate a spirit of expectancy. Expectancy means anticipating something good that's about to happen. Believe that God is going to do something amazing in your life and be ready to receive it. Start each day with an attitude of expectation. Remind yourself that God is faithful and look forward to the blessings He has in store for you. Practice forgiveness. Holding on to grudges or resentment can create obstacles in your heart that prevent you from fully receiving God's blessings. Examine your heart and offer forgiveness where it's needed. Let go of past hurts to make room for the new blessings God wants to bring into your life. Strengthen your faith. Faith is the foundation for receiving God's blessings. Strengthen your faith by spending time in prayer, reading the scriptures, and reflecting on God's promises. Surround yourself with people who uplift and encourage you. Engage in activities that build your faith, such as attending worship services or joining a Bible study. Align your actions with your beliefs. If you believe that God is bringing a miracle into your life, your actions should reflect that belief. Live with integrity, act in faith, and make choices that align with God's will for you. If you're waiting for financial blessings, manage your resources wisely and be generous. If you're waiting for healing, take care of your body and mind. Maintain a joyful attitude. Joy is a reflection of your trust in God and His goodness. Even when circumstances are challenging, choose to be joyful. Find joy in the little things. Celebrate progress and focus on the positives. Let joy remind you of God's presence and His work in your life. Preparing your heart for a miracle involves letting go of doubts and fears, cultivating expectancy, practicing forgiveness, strengthening your faith, aligning your actions with your beliefs, embracing a heart of service, and maintaining a joyful attitude. Each of these steps helps you align your heart and spirit with God's plans for you. As you prepare, remember that God is working in ways you might not always see. He's aligning circumstances and preparing you for the blessing He has in store. Stay encouraged, keep your faith strong, and get ready to receive the incredible things God has prepared for you. Your breakthrough is getting closer, and as you prepare your heart, You're positioning yourself to fully embrace the miracle that's coming. Beloved, let's focus on the power of putting your faith into action. Faith isn't just a feeling or a belief. It's something that should be reflected in what we do. When we truly trust God and believe in His promises, it naturally leads us to act in ways that show the trust. This step is crucial in preparing for and receiving the miracle that God has in store for us. First, take bold steps of faith. This means stepping out of your comfort zone and doing things that show you trust God. If you believe God is going to open doors for you, you need to act in ways that align with that belief. Maybe it means pursuing new opportunities or making changes in your life. For example, if you're waiting for a financial breakthrough, take steps to improve your financial situation, like budgeting or starting a new project. If you're waiting for healing, focus on healthy living and seek medical advice. Be persistent in prayer and action. Sometimes results don't come immediately, and that's where persistence is vital. Keep praying, seeking God's guidance, and acting on His direction. Don't be discouraged if you don't see immediate results. Your persistence shows your commitment and trust in God's promises. Even when progress seems slow, keep moving forward. God honors your perseverance and is working in ways you might not immediately see. Seek divine guidance. It's crucial to ask for God's direction and wisdom. Spend time in prayer, asking Him to guide your steps. He is the best guide for your path and can give you clarity and insight into the steps you need to take. Listen for His voice in your quiet moments of prayer and be open to the guidance He provides. This divine direction will help you make decisions aligned with His will and prepare you for the miracle He has planned. Act with integrity and honesty. Let your actions reflect your values and beliefs. Whether it's in your personal relationships, your work, or your financial dealings, let integrity guide your actions. Acting with integrity shows that you are trustworthy and committed to living a life that honors God. This not only reflects your faith, but also builds a foundation for receiving His blessings. My friends, while waiting for the larger miracle, take time to celebrate the small victories along the way. Recognize and appreciate every step forward, no matter how small it may seem. Celebrating these victories helps maintain a positive outlook and keeps you motivated. It also acknowledges the work God is doing, even while you're waiting. Remain hopeful and expectant. Keep your hope alive in God's promises. Hope fuels your faith and keeps you aligned with His plans. Even when things seem uncertain, hold on to the hope that God is faithful and will bring about the miracle you are waiting for. Your hope is a powerful force that can sustain you and inspire you to continue taking faithful action. So, remember that the power of faith and action is immense. It's about taking bold steps, being persistent, seeking divine guidance, acting with integrity, encouraging others, celebrating small victories, and remaining hopeful. Each of these actions shows your trust in God and prepares you to receive the miracle He has promised. Now, let us conclude this message with prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your unwavering love and faithfulness. As we wait for the miracles you are about to bring into our lives, we ask for your guidance and strength to prepare our hearts. Lord, help us let go of any doubts and fears that may be holding us back. Replace our uncertainty with your peace and assurance. Teach us to cultivate a spirit of expectancy, believing that you have amazing plans for us and that your timing is perfect. We also ask for your forgiveness. Lord, show us any areas in our hearts where we need to offer or seek forgiveness. Help us to release past hurts and embrace your healing grace, making room for the new blessings you have in store. Father, strengthen our faith as we trust in your promises. Surround us with encouragement and support, and help us align our actions with our beliefs. Let our lives reflect our trust in you and our readiness to receive your blessings. We pray for financial breakthroughs and open doors. Father, provide for our needs and bless the work of our hands. Open doors of opportunity that we could not have imagined, and guide us toward paths of prosperity and success. May we manage our resources wisely and use them to bless others as well. Lord, we also ask for your healing touch. Touch our bodies, minds, and spirits with your restoring power. Bring healing where there is illness, comfort where there is pain, and strength where there is weakness. Help us to care for ourselves and to trust in your healing process. Finally, we seek your protection over our lives. Guard us from harm, shield us from danger, and keep us safe in your loving care. Surround our families and loved ones with your protection and peace. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. We trust that you are working in ways we may not always see, preparing us for the incredible blessings you have promised. Help us to stay encouraged, keep our faith strong, and be ready to embrace the miracles that are coming our way. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.